Maybe you've heard bats being called sky puppies because some people are not cursing the acid-stripped paint on their cars. They're in Tasmania, where there are only cute little microbats. The smallest ones weigh in at 4 grams. The largest are hefty, 30 grams or so. Vet nurse and zoologist Jordan Cameron is a fan.
I think they're awesome. I wouldn't have got a little tattoo on
That's
my arm.
That's not a little tattoo. That is a bigger tattoo than any of the bats in Tasmania.
Yeah, it actually is.
There's more difference microbat to microbat than you might expect.
Bats have personalities. I never really knew about it until I started getting into them more. They're absolute little characters and, you know, they're actually better than fly traps at catching insects. They eat up to 50% of their body weight a night in insects. So, yeah, we want them around our houses to keep all the mozzies away and things like that.
Jordan's home's the site of the first microbat rehabilitation aviary, and a challenge has come up, as Vet Hospital Director Dr. Taring Davies has discovered.
Seriously, the first bat that I had to treat, we're talking an obese bat. We took some x-rays. It was just as much fat as it was bat. And, we had to put it on a little exercise regime and a little feeding thing. We made it walk to get its food. And we had to monitor its weight.
Got a little bit above 30. sometimes you
tough
do.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, sometimes when they are self-feeding, you'll get one that absolutely loves their food and you can't always monitor that. And that particular bat went through the 6 weeks of training and that one got released recently. So happy end story.
Some very cute pictures of an exercise bike in my head. What is the regime for a microbat who needs more exercise?
So what they've found is ones that have been in care for a number of weeks often lose their fitness and that sort of thing. There was a study I've tested, you know, the fitness of bats if they just release them straight away or give them 2 weeks or 4 weeks or 6 weeks of flight training. And they found, of course, the ones with the most amount of fitness training, the 6 weeks, they had the best chance when released into the wild.
It's feeding them where the carers can run into trouble.
Early on when they come in, mealworms generally is the go-to, but it's kind of like feeding them hot chips. It's not the healthiest for them for a long, long term, but it gets them by. Certain circumstances, you do need to make up like a blended diet, which is as gross as it sounds. It involves mealworms and some supplement powders and making sure that's all covered. Pups are different again. You actually have to make up your own milk formula with a bit of goat milk powder and other things in there.
Right.
But when they're in the aviary, what I tend to do is I've got a little bug catcher. It's a UV light with a fan on it. So all the moths and insects get attracted to that. The fan draws them into a little catching canister. And after that's been running for a couple of hours, I then open it up into the aviary for them to fly around and for the bats to catch.
Right. How do mother bats feed their young typically?
Kind of like us. They're mammals as well and they lactate. And
Yeah.
There's photos of little bat pups hanging onto mum as she flies around and things like that. So yeah,
they must be minuscule.
Oh, they're tiny. And yeah, especially when, you know, it doesn't happen as often. Occasionally bat pups do come through. And yeah, they're a 2 gram animal is very difficult to feed at times.
Yeah, what do you use to feed them?
You do need to try a few different methods. The most recent one I had to try was you use little bits of foam. You drip the milk onto it and then they sort of latch onto the foam and suckle from that just because we don't have a teat size for them. And
a syringe would be too big.
The hard thing about a syringe as well is if you slip, you could put far too much milk into their face and mouth and nose and make them aspirate. So at least by slowly dripping on the foam, they can suckle away until that bit of foam is almost done and then you put another little drop. But the hard thing about the pups is they sometimes feed too much. So stopping them feeding and getting that little bit of foam back from them can be a challenge.
So this is the running theme, is that they really are the Labradors.
Yeah, you could say
the
that.
The sky.
There's been a couple I've had okay, you're eating a little bit too much. We might have to address that.
And wrestle.
Some will come in and be quiet and won't move and you have to really encourage them to feed. There's others that come straight in and absolutely gorge themselves. It's like a hotel stay for them.
Woof.